Love the.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. For the first time since the late 1800s, an incumbent president will not be attending his successor's inauguration.
Donald Trump has made it official. He's skipping the swearing-in of Joe Biden. The president tweets that he will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th at the Capitol. Even though the president this week called for healing and reconciliation, he's decided not to share the platform with Biden when the transfer of power takes place.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Andrew Johnson was the last incumbent president to skip his successor's inauguration. Also at SRNnews.com, five people have now died as a result of the riots at the U.S. Capitol. As Bob Agnew reports, a U.S. Capitol police officer has died of injuries he sustained in the line of duty.
A spokesman for the Capitol Police says Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday night of injuries he sustained while confronting a mob that breached the Capitol building on Wednesday. In a statement, House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro and House Appropriations Legislative Branch Subcommittee Chairman Tim Ryan wrote, "This tragic loss should remind all of us of the bravery of the law enforcement officers who protected us, our colleagues, congressional staff, the press corps, and other essential workers. More than 50 officers were injured in 15 hospitalized in the melee." Bob Agnew reporting.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says there are several reasons why U.S. employers ended up slashing 140,000 jobs, nearly 100,000 more than some economists were expecting.
A global pandemic and revolving restrictions, holidays and seasonal adjustments. It's not terribly surprising, but it's still very disappointing to see that the virus continues to take a pretty hefty toll on the economy.
The Labor Department reports the unemployment rate stayed at 6.7%. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 45 points, the Nasdaq ahead 74. This is SRN News.
For your Friday afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a high 58. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low down to 41. Saturday will start the weekend mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high 56. Saturday night, mostly clear and cold, low 32. And Sunday, we'll have some patchy frost in the morning, mostly sunny the rest of the day with a high 58.
Your home should be a place of comfort and peace, not clutter. What do you do? On the next Focus on the Family, Kathy Lipp will help you better understand the spiritual issues behind clinging to your stuff. She'll give practical tips to find the purpose for each room of your home and declutter your space while building relationships. Next time on Focus on the Family.
Hello and welcome to SWAT Radio with Doug McCary of His Light Ministries. So happy you are listening today. I am Taylor Johnson, and if you would like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT, or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That is ask@swatradio.com. And if you are listening to the podcast because you missed us live, you can also send us your questions on Facebook and Twitter at SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That is at SWAT Radio Talk. We will try to answer those questions the next time that we are on air together. So make sure that you send us your questions there. If you are listening via podcast, then also you can send us, as I said, via email. We've gotten some good emails, I think, right before the program ended on Wednesday. We got a nice uplifting and encouraging email. So thanks for those as well.
Yeah. Man, Taylor, you know, I wish you'd have been here yesterday. A lot going on.
Yeah.
And we had Kenny Luck in from Everyman Ministries. What a great job. I didn't realize he had had COVID and said it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad for him?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he said it went really bad, and but he survived it. And you know, it was good to have his perspective too. We talked about identity and how. I actually brought up in his book something he wrote about. You remember that guy who was out walking or jogging? I think he was running, and a group of guys just decided to shoot him in Oklahoma. I don't know if you remember that.
This is from a long time ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, maybe a few years ago. And
did they end up dragging him? I heard, was there a story of someone who got dragged behind the back of a pickup truck? That's not the same story.
No, that's a difference. That's a different story. The guy, I've got it. He was an athlete actually, and he was visiting his girlfriend, and his name was Christopher Lane. But he went for a run, and he went past a home filled with young men who just decided, "Hey, let's go shoot somebody."
Mm.
And they piled into a car and they shot him in the back.
Wow.
That's what they did. And when they were interviewed about it, they talked about it like you or I would talk about making a sandwich. No remorse. They just wanted to go do that. They thought that would be cool to do that. Anyway, it's... Yeah, we just talked about how guys get to that point. How come we have youth and millions of them in this culture that have that inside? And it was good to have Kenny's perspective. He just brought up some good thoughts. And I know for most people today, a lot of people are feeling upset because of what happened on Wednesday. And some of the things that have transpired, and I'm just going to be real candid with you. I don't know what to believe. I mean, I don't think we have a media we can trust. I don't think we have a government we can trust. It's just seems, and like with what happened with Ravi Zacharias, you have Christian leaders that we're struggling to trust. It seems like every major institution is just going down right now. And I feel like, a lot of people are asking, is this the end times? Are we at the end times? You know, I hope so. I hope God's come. I hope Jesus comes back soon. I talked about on Wednesday a little bit before, it kind of toward the end, about living in Babylon. I feel like that's where we're headed right now. The Hebrew people, they were taken there captive by Nebuchadnezzar. And I know, there are people in other countries like China, North Korea, the Middle East that have it really, really tough. You know, our brother over in India was persecuted, Dawasinghe. John Monger spent 18 months in prison for baptizing people. We don't have any idea of what that's like. I mean, right now, most people who feel persecuted... usually, like the people up in D.C. that broke into the Capitol, those people committed a crime. I mean, it was a crime. You can't go in there and break windows and go, to places you're not supposed to be. That's called criminal trespass.
Yeah.
And yes, it is the house of the people, but it's also, the house that has rules and has, ways and procedures that you go in there, you call a congressman and he gets you a visit up there and you can do that, your representative or whatever. And I realize the system is busted in a lot of ways, but, God's people should rely on God and pray and trust him to intervene. And if he's not, God just told, I think it was Zedekiah, hey, you take your punishment. You don't think you're going to run away from this.
Yeah.
If you want to survive, you go in there and do your time of discipline or punishment, whatever you want to call. As believers, I don't believe we're punished. I believe we're disciplined. But as a country, there is no eternity for a country.
Right. Yeah.
And so God punishes countries when they abort babies by the millions and when they choose to codify sexual immorality and legalize sexual immorality and throw him to the wind. I mean, you can only do that for so long. He says, okay, I'm gonna bring judgment down on you now.
Yeah.
He did it with Sodom and Gomorrah. He did it with lots of countries in the Bible.
Nineveh.
So, yeah, Nineveh. He did it with his own people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as a believer, and as somebody who loves God with all my heart and wants to love Him with all my soul and strength, I grieve for my country that I grew up in, mm-hmm. that I got in the Marine Corps and served in the Marines and in the FBI in, because it's not the country I grew up in anymore.
Yep.
It's a different country, and we've allowed it to happen, and the church has been very silent mm-hmm. as a whole.
Yeah.
We've been more concerned with beautiful buildings than we have preaching the word of God through our country.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we've got there. I'm not saying people don't preach it. There are people that preach it. But as a whole, we've become entertainment driven even within the church. And I think we're seeing the fruit of a lot of that, that we've been impotent, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. And I think that the church has allowed itself and in some ways desired to socially disengage, to kind of get on the back burner, as you will, as far as being a leader in society, because if you look at like the Revolutionary War and the founding of this country, that was a lot of where that was coming from was the church. You know, it's called the Black Robe Regiment. That's what the British called the churches that were, you know, preaching about God, but also preaching about principles like freedom and liberty and virtue. And I think that that was important to why the country was so successful. And then at some point we as a church decided we're going to disengage from kind of the social sphere, and we're just going to be a holy huddle, as you said a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt that, and I know you and I have talked about this. There's just not a lot of trust in the electoral process for our voting. And like I said at the beginning of the program, there's an eroding trust mm-hmm. in our government as a whole. It's been eroding for a while in media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you trust anything you hear from the media?
Mm-mm.
Most people don't. Even social media is now what was a way that you could go on and get some kind of news from people that there were extra, you know, I don't know what the word would be, but news sources outside of the norm.
Yeah.
You could go on social media, and because it's so vast with so many people, you would see something would be shared with a friend. You might share right. it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could pick up on it, but that's censored now.
Mm-hmm.
And censorship is exactly what happens in communist countries.
Yep.
And it's exactly what happens down a road that leads to the destruction of a culture.
Yeah.
When you start censoring free speech, which our foundation, our Constitution, ensures freedom of religion and freedom of speech, the ability to be able to disagree, to say, listen, whether you agree with it or not, you can say, you should be able to say, I think the election was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't even allow you to put that out on these social medias, even if you believe that, even to have a healthy discussion about it.
Yep.
And now with what happened in D.C., I think you were telling me beforehand, they've banned President Trump for life from those social media.
From Facebook and
Facebook and Twitter.
Instagram.
In Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's just a terrible precedence. I mean, I get you can't yell fire in a crowded theater,
right?
But you should be able to have a free expression.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I want to pick up and talk about it, because there's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
Yeah.
Post what happened Wednesday, and I'd like to address it at least from a biblical perspective.
Okay? Right. All right. So stick with us. We will be back with more after the break. You are listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928. or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's on.
That was Rescuer by Ren Collective. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth, and that song Rescuer is a good one to hear at a time like this. If you are just joining us, we've been talking about the news of the day, really the news of the week. And just before the break, Doug was talking about a few things that I wanted to piggyback off of and just add my thoughts on. And you were talking about how people don't trust the election process anymore, and that is a problem. Because that was the last thing that people still trusted.
Well, listen, if you go back to 2000, do you know that only one in five Democratic voters said that they believed that George Bush won fairly? Yeah. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Only one in five. And after the 2016 election, almost 70% of the Democrats believed that Russia hacked the election for Trump.
Yeah.
70%. And now you've got about 70% of Republicans believe the 2020 election was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody trusts the system anymore. And
then not only do they not trust the system, but they don't trust the institutions. Like, who trusts the Supreme Court? Who trusts, the Senate and the House and to some extent the presidency? That people don't have trust in that. So the last thing they felt that they had trust over and that they had a sense of control over was the voting process. Like, if you trusted all those other three institutions and you felt the voting was wrong, but the Justice Department comes out and says, no, it's not, and the courts say it's not, and you trust the courts, oh, okay, well, maybe, whatever. But you don't trust any of those. So even if the court says, oh, no, there's no fraud here, you're like, well, you have been dictating law for, how many years now, and people don't trust any institution in our society, I would say.
Well, I remember going to Russia years ago when right after the wall came down, and mm-hmm. I remember talking to some Russian believers, and their concern about freedom coming to Russia was that freedom has to be bounded by moral values.
Yeah.
If you don't, I mean, you can't have unbounded freedom. Yep. We don't have that in this country, although there's a group that wants people to have that. But you cannot have unbounded freedom. It has to be bound and ordered. Yeah. If it's not ordered, then what happens is when your freedoms encroach upon other people's pursuit of happiness, it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. And the founders understood that for our Constitution to work, we had to have a foundation of Judeo-Christian values. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case for years. But in the 60s, we started to see some erosion from that. Mm-hmm. And now we've gone full tilt to where we're codifying. You have to say, if somebody says, I'm a girl, if they're biologically a boy, and you don't agree with that, you can lose your job.
Yeah.
And the courts will back that institution that fires you up because mm-hmm. it's a public institution. You have to say that you have to morally be okay with, well, not morally, publicly, I'll say publicly, be okay with a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman, mm-hmm. because our courts have codified that.
Yep.
And not legislature.
Yeah.
Not, but the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with somebody as younger than 16 taking the life of a child mm-hmm. inside their womb without parental consent.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter can't take an aspirin at school without mm-hmm. a note.
Right.
That didn't make any sense. These things that have happened. And so,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's no moral underpinnings mm-hmm. anymore for us. And I think our Constitution is in perilous territory. And if God does not have mercy on this country, then we've hit the tipping point, and I think we're headed down a rabbit hole that we won't be able to come back out of.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, freedom without virtue is anarchy. You know what I mean? And that's, the founding fathers understood that there had to be virtue in the people, and that if you as an individual did not hold yourself as virtuously, hold yourself accountable to the higher laws of God, somebody else is going to do that, whether it be family. And if the family's not doing it, then it's going to go higher and higher. And so now what you're seeing is people don't hold themselves to a virtuous standard by and large in this country. And so the government is telling you, this is what truth is. This is what virtue is, because we haven't held ourselves accountable for such a long time that people have forgotten the truth. And now, you know, someone's going to fill that vacuum.
Well, the other problem is, I was in law enforcement a long time ago. It seems like a really long time ago. And I remember one particular time we had some bad police officers mm-hmm. on a task force. They were dirty. They were mm-hmm. getting paid by drug dealers to do bad stuff, to get information so that they could continue their drug operations and stuff. This is a long time ago. But there's nothing worse than a dirty cop.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing worse than a corrupt a police officer or law enforcement official who is, because of personal advancement, is taking remuneration by money or position or whatever to be able to do that. It's awful. Well, I think we have corrupt law enforcement people. We have corrupt politicians. Mm-hmm. We have people within the departments that supposedly are supposed to provide for the safety and freedoms of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who's good and who's bad.
Mm-hmm.
God does, but mm-hmm. we don't. So how are we to respond as believers as we go forward? Well, as the people went into Babylon, they were told to pray for the people around them. They were told to go in and grow gardens. They were told to go in and marry. They were told to go in and pray for the people around them, their community. And that's what we should do. It doesn't mean we live in a country that's very unique. There's not been many countries that have had the Constitution. In fact, our Constitution is the oldest living yep. Constitution mm-hmm. that's ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little, when you look at the Bible, the people there lived under a tyranny of leaders. I mean, whether it was Caesar Augustus or whether it was Herod Agrippa,
mm-hmm.
they had, dictators.
Yep.
That, and so those, the things that they could do to respond principally are the same, but they didn't have earthly rights like we do in this country because of the favor God shed on this country. And so as we can, we exercise our rights, like Professor Grudem said, Dr. Grudem, to exercise a small slice of authority over the world in which we live. We have a voice. And if that voice is corrupted because the politicians, the law enforcement, whoever, then that's out of your control. You can't help it. And so if that happens, I think the best place for us to look to how we respond is look at how the Christians in China respond. How do Christians in the Middle East respond? How did the Christians in the Bible respond to people? And how did a lot of it is our hard attitude to say, this is not our home. We don't live for this place. We do our best to put God on display in the culture around us, to be a light, to say that, you know what? You can kill my body, but you can't kill my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can choose make my body conform to torture if you want to torture me, but you can't take my freedom to trust Christ away.
Yeah.
You can't take my freedom to believe that this is not my home and I will never bow my knee to Satan. I'll never bow my knee to a government leader. I'll never bow my knee to somebody here that wants to be king in my life, because I have one king, and it's mm-hmm. Jesus. And so, I don't know. I think a lot of people have grown up in a culture that had unbelievable freedoms that were bestowed because our country started off with Judeo-Christian values.
Yep.
And now you've got a bunch of people in the country that could care less about those values. They just want their values.
Mm-hmm.
Individual values and individual perception of reality, individual, definitions of right and wrong.
Well, and it's not, and it's individual, and it's not attached to, you know, natural law or God's law, but they don't want to just, oh, I want to live and let live. They want you to submit to their way of viewing the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you have, it would be nice to say, okay, you go over there and you do that. California, you be however you want to be. But this is I would say, a totalitarian mindset that we must dominate and control and evangelize their way of belief about the world onto everyone else.
Yeah, and as believers, we have to speak the truth.
Yep.
We cannot compromise the truth. Chuck Colson said, without virtue, a society can be ruled only by fear.
Mm.
And he said that's a truth that tyrants understand all too well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to the pandemic. I think back to everything. You know, if you look, listen, I'm not saying Kenny was on our program yesterday. He had the virus. He said it was awful. My mom and dad have had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It hit my mom really hard. My dad, not as hard. 99.5% of the people that get the virus survive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have completely shut down our country and promulgated fear
mm-hmm.
in such a way that you have people getting in fights because other people aren't wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You have people getting in fights in Walmart. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally pulling guns on people over mask issues. We've never seen anything like this. And that spreading fear is one way to control people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way dictators have always chosen to do it.
Yep.
So anyway, we can come back and keep talking.
Yeah, we will be back with more after the news, so make sure that you stay tuned. We'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Ace Door and Window, as well as a special thanks to our sponsors, Tom Neal Trucking, and a special thanks to Jeff Andrews of Highway to Eternity Ministries. If you would like to sponsor the program, please email us at doug@swatradio.com. That's doug@swatradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. @SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That is @SWAT Radio Talk. And you can download our SWAT app in the App Store. Stay tuned. You're listening to SWAT Radio. We'll be right back after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New research suggesting the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech can still work against a mutated coronavirus. Two easier-to-spread new variants of the virus have the world on edge. The first discovered in Britain, the other in South Africa. President-elect Joe Biden says he'll speed the release of coronavirus vaccines when he takes office. Biden also announcing more nominees for cabinet positions, notably Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh for Secretary of Labor. Mr. Biden touts his team as seasoned veterans who are ready to assume their responsibilities immediately upon assuming office. And President-elect says he won't attend the inauguration on January the 20th. He'll be the first incumbent president since Andrew Johnson to skip his successor's inauguration. The Dow ahead 10 points, the NASDAQ up 92. This is SRN News.
There's some delays because of a crash on Butler Boulevard heading east between Kernan Boulevard and Hodges Boulevard. Also, you're starting to see congestion on I-95 heading south from 8th Street to before Beaver Street near downtown, and also on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 41. Saturday will start out partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny with a high 56.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves wanting. Same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom.
That was Zach Williams with Chainbreaker. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. If you are just joining us, we are talking about what has been going on and what has transpired in around the nation this week. So talking a lot about what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday and kind of the fallout and people's responses to that. And then how we as Christians should look at the events and how we should respond and how we should be thinking moving forward as the country moves on and moves in a new direction.
I hope we move on and move in a new direction.
Well, I think the new direction might be a bad direction. That's yeah. When I should have said that.
But. Yeah. Well, you know, I just think if people, if, you know, if the leaders really want to heal Trump, President Trump came out and said he's going to do a peaceful transition. He's going to move to that. I think the leaders on the other side of the aisle should just say, you know what? They've already condemned it. It was a bad day. They've acknowledged it's a bad day. They need to stop trying to incite race hatred or ethnic hatred, saying that if it would have been black people instead of white people, they would have been shot.
That is something that has baffled me. I do not, because on social media, it's all over the place. A guy from here locally who was a coach said, I'm ready to see white bodies drop. I do not understand why this has become a race thing. And I also cannot remember during the months and months of riots and protests in the name of Black Lives Matter, we know it was Antifa and other people involved, a cop never killed a protester that I can remember. But the, you know, one time that quote unquote the right did something, they get shot. But I don't get how that is a double standard that, you know, Black Lives Matter wants to say, look, these people got treated with kid gloves.
Well, I just think that if you really want healing, all right, when President Trump has acknowledged that, okay, you know, he's acknowledged this was awful. You don't do this. We're going to, I was, you know, taking every, I just wanted to exercise all the options and try to do it. I did not send people up there to do that. He said that, and he said, I'm calling for peace, and there's going to be a peaceful transition in 2 weeks. And now you've got President-elect Biden, who is saying it's, you know, black people would have been treated differently, which incites. You've got Pelosi and Schumer talking about impeachment, which there's 2 weeks left. He's already going to be out of office. It's almost like
a federal prosecutor said that, you know, Trump, Donald Jr. and his family could be prosecuted for what happened at the Capitol.
Yeah, I'm just, yet they didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton, who acid washed servers, who deleted 30,000 emails. I'm just sorry. There's a real double standard in our country. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people are upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not condoning the violence. I'm not condoning what happened, but people have a right to voice their disapproval.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are turned off at every realm, I guess frustration builds up. Again, I'm not excusing. It was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What happened up there was wrong. When people went into the Capitol. But again, there were a lot of what I would call unsavory people that led that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And as a law enforcement guy, who was tactically trained on a special tactics, weapons and tactics team, I watched the video of what happened at the shooting many times, and I told you about it. I showed you some of this stuff. There's a lot of questions I have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, why are 5 members of the special response team who are on the leading edge up where the lady got shot, none of them react to the gunshot with any kind of force, with any kind of, they stop.
Mm.
They don't have any weapons drawn, and there's protesters all around. They're not clearing them out forcefully. They're just, I don't know. It was weird. Mm. I was watching. It was a very weird thing, and there's conspiracy theories out there that say what it is. Regardless of what you think, I'm telling you as a tactically trained person who's been in situations where you go in to hostile areas, you don't respond to a gunshot the way they responded to a gunshot.
Mm.
And it was bizarre. I don't know. You can still see some of the videos of that room. Some of them have been taken down, but it was really bizarre. And there's a lot of flags about that whole deal. I don't know what happened, but something was weird about it. And as Christians, we can't change what happened on Wednesday. We can't change except to vote and to try to make our voices known through our congressmen and our senators if you try to do that. But what we can do is we can pray. We can intercede and ask the God of all creation. Remember when Daniel, his life was threatened because the wise men could not interpret the dream for Nebuchadnezzar?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? First thing he did was he went to his friends and he said, pray for me.
Yeah.
He said, pray that the God of all creation will give me understanding. And God did. And God may be moving in such a way to call his people to pray around this country. to pray for our leaders. Pray for those people that are believers, that profess to be believers, that are in leadership in law enforcement and in the government and in the political court system, to choose to live in a way that best represents what their Christian values. So, you know, Kenny was on, Kenny Luck yesterday, and last time he was on, he mentioned this, and I mentioned it yesterday because he brought it up again, Philippians 1:27. I want to read that verse again. It's a great verse for us to kind of hold on to in how we respond. And this is applicable to responding to people on social media who maybe have a different opinion than you, that you don't see them as your enemy. They're not your enemy. They have a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to what Paul says. He says, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. In other words, the good news that Jesus is King ought to move you to walk in security. What he's done for you, the fact that he secured your eternal destiny and your eternal relationship with the Father because of what he did, should make everything on earth pale in comparison. And I'll give you a quick analogy, Taylor. If you stubbed your toe walking out of here, it would bother you. You might be angry about it, the fact that it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you just found out you had cancer and it was deadly, terminal cancer, stage 4, less than a year to live, say in 2 to 3 months. But then all of a sudden you found out you got a cure. The cure had just come through and you received that cure and you stubbed your toe. Are you going to look at that toe stub differently in those two different situations? Yeah. In light of receiving the fact that you were dying and now you're going to live, it's not that it wouldn't hurt, but it's not going to bother you near as bad as if you weren't thinking about the other.
Yeah.
And what Paul is saying is, listen, we were destined for death. And he echoes this over in 2 Corinthians 4 when he says, in light of eternity, these are light and momentary afflictions that we have to deal with. And so he goes on in Philippians 1:27 to say, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, that I may hear that you are standing firm in one spirit and one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. And boy, wouldn't that be great if the church was doing that?
Yeah.
If the church was really standing firm in unity.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got Christians tearing each other apart. You've got Christians who don't know what to do. And again, I go back to 2 Chronicles. When we don't know what to do, just keep your eyes on Jesus.
Right.
Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on him. You know, in Matthew, Jesus said, if the salt loses its taste, how's it going to be restored? I mean, in other words, if you lose your saltiness, what good are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't God just bring you home?
Yeah.
I mean, he's leaving you here to be salt and light in a world that's very dark. And I just think that that passage in Philippians is a really good one. Let our manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. I felt that in the Marine Corps. You go through that training and they show you when you first get there, all these Marines that have died and have given their life, sacrificed for the country. And you want to represent it well.
Right.
I mean, you want to make sure that you give it your all when you're going out in the battle and you're doing whatever you do, not just because of your own personal pride, because of a greater cause. And we serve the greatest cause there is, that Jesus Christ is King and he came to save people.
Yeah. Yeah. So stick with us. We will be back with more after the break. We'd like to give a shout out to our listeners listening in Virginia, listening at the Lighthouse, as well as in Meridian, Mississippi, listening on WMER. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation. Highway to Eternity Ministries is a ministry dedicated to encouraging those who have lost hope and coming alongside those who cannot find peace and are considered unfit for inclusion in Christ's church. They use published works to teach God's word and share encouraging testimonies of transformed lives. Highway to Eternity Ministries serves as a parachurch ministry that comes alongside churches to share its passion and commitment through spiritual writings, nuances, and experiences to everyone who has an interest in the teachings of Jesus Christ. For more information, contact Jeff Andrews at 904-436-5175.
Broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work.
That was Brandon Heath with Give Me Your Eyes. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. If you are just joining us, we have talk today about what's been going on around the country today and how we as believers should respond and how we should be thinking moving forward. So if you have any questions or would like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That is ask@swatradio.com. We would love to have you call in and join the discussion or email and join the discussion.
Somebody had asked, where was the passage in Jeremiah? You know, it was that we talked about on Wednesday, Jeremiah 10 or 29, verses 5 through 9. Really, and I'll read it again because it's really instructive to me when God kind of removes his hand or takes you into a place of discipline. Again, it's Jeremiah 29, and, you know, there was a reason that Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet, because it was sad. And like Kenny said yesterday, it's not wrong to be sad about what's happened in our country. It's not wrong to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are legitimately upset because there was bad voting things that happened. People took advantage of a rigged system or a crooked system or a compromise system, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there were things that were done that a lot of people have questions about, and they're upset, and they want to be able, we live in a country where we've had the freedom to have those properly looked at for years, and people feel like that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
That it hasn't really been looked at. Whether you agree with it or not, that's fine. If you think they have been, but they feel like it hasn't. And so they want to see those things addressed. But regardless of whether it was, God sovereignly has shut the door at every turn to say, this is what I want. I mm-hmm. want Joe Biden at this point to be president of the United States. There's going to be a democratically controlled Congress, mm-hmm. a democratically controlled Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God has said for our country right now. And I believe it is like a Babylon because of the platform that the Democratic Party has very openly talked about. This is not something that's covert. They've been very overt about it. And if you're a believer out there, you're going to see over the next few years, there will be codification of things that go against God's word. They will codify more protection for things that are abhorrent to God, things that God says, no, this is not my design.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to look at what happened when God sent his people into Israel. I mean, Israel into Babylon. They went into a very pagan place. Babylon was awful, and they were godless people. And when he sent the people in there, this is what he said through Jeremiah in verse 29, starting in verse 5. He said, build houses. Well, let me go back to verse 4. He says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I've sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses, live in them, plant gardens, and eat their produce. Take wives, have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons. Give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply and do not decrease. In other words, Taylor, he's saying, go live your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to live it under Babylonian captivity.
And isn't part of the reason he said that people were thinking that they would just be in Babylon for a short time, and so basically don't get entrenched because you're going to be going back to Israel.
Yeah, and he's saying, no, 70 years you're going to be there. You live your life. But here's what's interesting, verse 7. But seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile. In other words, pray for Babylon. Pray for the country and the city where you're at. Pray for that city. It says pray for the welfare. Why? Because you live there.
Yeah.
If bad things happen there, guess what? It's going to happen to you. So he's saying, seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you. Pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare, he says. For thus says the Lord of hosts, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you. Don't listen to the dreams they dream, for it's a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place, back to Jerusalem. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean, that verse doesn't mean you're going to play football in the NFL. A lot of people claim that.
Yeah.
That's not what it means. He's talking very specifically to his people who are in captivity. He says, I know the plans I have for you. You are experiencing my discipline right now because you have turned your backs on me. And you wanted to ignore my laws and ignore my word. And then you will call upon me and come and pray and I will hear you. Our God's a merciful God. All he wants is a relationship with us where we seek him. We seek him with our whole heart. He says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place which I've sent you into exile. I mean, that's pretty clear. And I think those are good, good principles as you look at the way. Yes, it was specific to Israel. But what he's saying is, you're going away, and I'm hoping you're going to seek me in the process.
Mm.
If you're feeling overwhelmed with what's happened in our country, and it doesn't matter whether you're on the right side of the aisle, the left side, in the middle, whether you're progressive, whether you're a traditionalist, it doesn't matter. Seek God. Seek the relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's what God is ultimately going to do. And if you think you're going to find healing in your political party being in office or Donald Trump being out of office, that's not going to get you healing.
Yeah.
The only thing that will bring healing is Jesus. And I'm telling you, what I'm seeing now with the political leaders up there is so hypocritical. It's just awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. The same people that were celebrating the riots over the summer are up in arms because people dared to come into their home. Where were they when these people were sitting outside people's houses at 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
threatening them? Where were they when Josh Hawley's home and wife and kids were being threatened?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there. It's just hypocritical, and that's what the problem with our system is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just human, they're flawed, they're broken, and we need to pray for the healing of our country. We need to pray for repentance for our country. And we need a spiritual revival in our country more than any time that I remember in our history.
Yeah, I can't think of a time where it's more necessary and we're more on the brink of total ruin. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't think at this point, I don't know, but just, you know, other than God's grace, excuse me for stuttering there, I think we're headed towards that ruin. And there's things to remember that, like I said, earlier this week, suffering is part of what it means to be a Christian. And even if you look at the story of Israel, they flirted with other gods until Babylon. You know, when they came back, I don't really remember. I don't see a lot of that flirtation with the other gods. You know, after Babylon, they're sold out for the one living God. And obviously, legalism and stagnation came in. By the time Christ came,
they didn't have the polytheism going on anymore, did they? Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, that's something.
In fact, that's really, I think, one reason they were so hard on Jesus and the whole idea of somebody other than the one true. They didn't understand the Trinity,
right?
And I think because of that other stuff, that's why they were so hard on that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And so that's just a reminder for us that, you know, despite what some people say. Suffering is part of the Christian faith, part of the Christian walk, and on a societal level, it can be something that, you know, consecrates us to serve Him better, and hopefully leads to that revival.
Well, it's interesting what God told the Israelites to do. It goes all the way back to Genesis 1, where He says, "Subdue the earth, be fruitful, mm-hmm. and multiply."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's and so for us as believers, we keep doing the same thing. We're on an airplane. We're not the pilot of the plane. And what God is saying is, now I've got you on this plane, and you may not like the airline, but you better pray for the welfare of the flight.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's what He told the Israelites. He says, "You're going on flight Babylon, and pray for the welfare of the flight while you're on it."
Mm-hmm.
Because if the flight goes well, then that affects you. It doesn't mean you have to pray that the plans of President Biden succeed to do things that are unbiblical. The plans of a Congress that may decide to codify things that are unbiblical. We can pray that those things won't be successful.
Yeah.
But we also want to pray for repentance for them. We want to pray for the welfare of our country and pray for wisdom, for godly men to rise up and be the leaders God's called us to be.
Yep. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for this week. You have been listening to SWAT Radio. If you missed any of this program or would like to listen to past programs, please visit us at www.swatradio.com. That's www.swatradio.com. Or you can listen to our podcast by searching SWAT Radio, and you can download our SWAT app in the App Store. Join us weekdays at 3 o'clock for more SWAT Radio. We will see you then. Thanks for tuning in.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online